Do you remember that episode where Justin showed up with a mustache? That's what you remind me of right now. Hit the intro, Mark.
Well, what's up, everybody? You've made it to Dad's Anime Stash. You did the proper thing. You waited till your parents were gone or asleep, and you popped in some old Blu-rays, and you're here for some Dad's Anime Stash for a nice, chill chatting episode, because we're going to push Inuzuma 11 till next week, if I'm correct.
We are. Next week, we're reviewing Inazuma 11, but this week, we just wanted to touch base with everyone. We all had pretty big weeks. Some of us ignored all the messages from everyone until today for some reason.
Yep.
But it's par for the course, just ignoring me while I sit dead on the side of the interstate.
Hey, I responded to your Facebook message yesterday.
You'll respond. You'll only respond when I speak directly to you. You won't participate in the group.
I have not been on Discord all week. Today is the first day that I can talk for more than like 2 or 3 minutes without having like a coughing fit.
Okay, but you don't have to talk on Discord.
It doesn't matter.
No, I really have not been on my computer much. Like, I've been like working from the couch, so I can like kind of more chill versus like have to sit in a somewhat uncomfortable chair.
There's a phone app for Discord now.
Yeah, I uninstalled it from my phone.
Why?
Because I couldn't get notifications to like completely turn off. And then I was like, and then I just stopped. And then when I did turn them off, I just stopped using it. And I was like, why even have this on my phone if I'm never going to use it?
What? But then you can't talk to me and Sai all day.
That's true. Unless you just message me directly, then I'll respond.
What's the point of having a phone if you're not going to talk to me inside all day?
That is true.
So, yeah. Anyone have any big news this week?
Nope. Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah, nothing that's like big news. Just more news on other stuff that I've already been doing.
I mean, I started my last class.
What? One more to go, Sai?
Yeah.
One more. You have a degree in
advertising and graphic design.
There you go.
And then what?
I have a piece of paper.
What's the plan after the piece of paper?
I don't have one. Live by the seat of my pants.
That's a fair point.
You know, it's interesting. I had a job interview today. I interview for jobs sometimes. No, need to be impressed, guys. They asked me what my career goals were, and I said, I don't have any.
What was the response? That's a bad thing to say
in an interview. And I said, just here to work. Don't have any aspirations to take over the company or anything. And they were really impressed with me, as they should be.
That's a fair point.
Were they?
It doesn't matter.
Were they impressed?
Yeah.
You got the job?
I don't know. Maybe.
Hmm. So they didn't tell you?
I was told I was the front runner so far, but I was also told I was the first interview. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, you know, I mean, one out of one, you know, that's not bad.
So you're the front runner and the only one that applied.
Yeah. Yes.
It's good odds, you know.
What is this job? So I can go
buy. It's at a hardware store. It doesn't. The job doesn't matter. Anyway, the news I was talking about, Cy, was the release date for Go-Go Loser Rangers.
Did it come out?
It did not come out, but the April 7th.
No, I meant the release date drop. April 7th? The release
date's April 7th.
That's the week of my birthday.
That's very exciting.
And it's also the 97th day of the year.
Ooh.
Interesting.
Why would you know that?
Yes, that huge box, because I typed in April 7th into Google. And Wikipedia said it was the 97th day of the year. I don't know why I typed in that like it was going to bring up Go-Go Loser Rangers release date.
Yeah.
That's interesting. There. That is very exciting. Cy, have you been keeping up with the manga?
We stream. Mark, I know you haven't.
I mean, now I can, but not right now.
It will be streamed on Disney Plus.
It will be streamed on Disney Plus, which is, does Disney Plus do dubs? Or are they just going to have, or is
mm-hmm.
it?
They do dubs. They do, Bleach, Thousand Year Blood War Arc.
Disney Plus does?
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that was on there.
They do Hulu. Well, it's Hulu. It'll probably end up being on Hulu, bro.
Oh yeah. I am excited.
Different
for
apps.
Yeah, but I mean, like, it's the same.
I subscribe to one and I don't subscribe to the other. Is the problem?
See, I think it's bundled, right? Or is it that you can just get a bundle?
Some are bundled. You can get it separately, but you can do a bundle.
Yeah, it's on Hulu.
Either of you guys watched The Last Airbender yet? Dropped today, no. I think.
What is it a movie?
The Bald Kid?
They remade The Last Airbender in a TV show, like live action.
They when did it that drop? With The Pirate Kid. So.
Netflix.
Oh. Hmm. Probably going to
watch it tonight. Yet. I am excited for the because we were talking about Disney Plus X-Men 97. Mm. They released the first trailer for that.
Yeah, but did you see Rogue's Booty?
I don't know if I paid it. I don't know. Probably.
It's small.
Oh, that's disappointing.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
How the days have changed from our childhood.
They have. But that's the, I don't know.
I mean, it's accurate.
It's not Rogue.
It is accurate. She's a white girl.
Okay, you don't know what you're talking about. So we're not gonna start another race war on this show. I'm excited about X-Men 97 as much as any other person of my age. But it looks cheap.
It does look a lot. It does look cheaper than.
It looks so much cheaper than the original.
It does compared to the original. Like the original looks like it was more made today versus what that.
It looks more like X-Men Evolution than it does X-Men 97.
Mm. Oh yeah, I forgot. Yeah, they did also release that the Borderlands concept art came out.
I don't know, but it looks worse.
So Borderlands finished filming almost 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I thought they were going to shelf it. I thought that was a good idea, but they didn't.
No, they released the concept art. And they kind of copied the... you guys remember that movie Holes with Shia LaBeouf way back in the day?
Mm-hmm. Everybody remembers Holes. Stanley Gelnitz.
Mm-hmm. The concept art for the Borderlands movie, it just is a ripoff of the Holes cover.
Oh, well, that's apropos.
What is apropos?
Fitting.
Oh.
I know a big word. Not to brag, guys.
Word of the day.
Where is
I don't know about if it looks better, man.
Learn a word every day.
No, he said worse, Si.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It doesn't look worse, is what I meant to say.
Okay.
I prefer the way the X-Men 97 looks. It's a little cleaner.
The new X-Men?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
It's all grainy and dry. Like, it...
What?
I don't know. It's just... I don't know. It looks flat in the old one.
I mean,
A little bit more saturated.
No, I feel you. I mean, I'm just generally excited. I thought that was a good one to bring back. I already picked up the Gambit figure that got released for the 97 relaunch.
Oh, okay.
It's a decent figure. Like,
but I mean, it's pretty close to the original too, as well.
Collect toys. What a nerd.
Oh, yeah, I know. And some old games.
Yeah, it's pretty close.
I just picked up Streets of Rage for the Sega Genesis, the first Streets of Rage.
If you play it on easy, it'll be a lot easier for you.
That's true.
And
why would you play it on easy?
Because you get to skip the last four levels.
I love that franchise, but I don't know if I'll ever. I like four, yeah.
Oh.
I don't know if I'll ever rebuy three though. Two, I could rebuy because it's decent. It's like $25 to pick up a copy of Streets of Rage 2, so not that bad. But the third one, I guess, is like more rare because the last shop I was at when I was talking to the guy, he said the average price is around $80 for the third one.
That's not that bad.
It's more. I mean, if I can get on a good deal, like
is there a roving pirate around here yelling like ROMs emulate what?
He would never. Mark would never pirate things.
No, never.
Why don't you buy a EverDrive, Mark, and then you can own all the games.
That is true.
What was the one I saw? Cat something?
What?
Something cat. It was something cat. It was basically like just uploaded emulators to a little.
Yeah, there's a couple things. You can make like a blue raspberry and all that kind of stuff. That there's giant emulator things.
Or you could just play it in your browser.
Or the. So yeah, some games I do that.
It's a golden age of being cheap and skirting
really
the law.
It really is.
Just barely skirting the law.
Yeah. I mean, some stuff I want to buy the like old original stuff, but yeah, when you're talking about having to pay like
that's what it is.
Hundreds of dollars for like I think it was like a TMNT T game, like Turtles in Time or something. For the Sega Genesis, and
yeah, the Pow Kitty is what I was talking about.
Oh yeah, for one in the box in the manual, it's like $250, and for one of just the game, it's like it's ridiculous.
Nah, I mean, it's a good game though.
It is a great game, but that's one of those ones where it's like I'm never gonna pay, you know, $200 to. You know, replay that or rebuy it just to play it on the Genesis. Like, I'll just play it on the browser.
No, just buy it. You just dip into your fortunes.
Yeah, it's true. Rich. Josh is letting me move into his house and live rent free forever.
Which room are you going to take, Si?
The guest room.
But then where will my guests stay?
I'll be your permanent guest.
Yeah, I guess you could. You could stay in the other guest room.
Two guest rooms.
I mean, I'll sleep on the couch. It's fine.
No, I don't want my couch ruined.
Why would it be ruined?
Because when you sleep on it, you sleep in the crack, and it messes with the springs.
I'm small. I sleep on the top.
It's not... Listen. I know what I'm talking about, all right? I mean, it is a pull-out couch, so I guess you can.
I was about to say, yeah, just pull it out. I know you have a pull-out couch.
I'm the pull-out king. Of course I do.
I mean, don't you have a kid?
Yeah. Unrelated.
Oh. Okay. Fair enough. What games came out recently?
What games came out recently?
Yeah, did anything good come out?
Have you played Final Fantasy VII?
Yes.
The demo, part one?
I'm like halfway through the remake, part one.
I am almost done with the remake. I just stopped playing it a long time ago. The
remake is just one of three.
I meant the first part of the remake.
Part two comes out in what, like 5 days?
7 days.
I don't care.
So they put out a demo a couple of weeks ago, and the demo is split into two parts. One is Nibelheim, and one is something else that I don't remember. But they haven't released the second part yet. So when the fuck are they going to do it? They've only got 7 days.
That is true.
They're probably going to release it on the day it releases. Which is stupid.
Yes, but why?
It's probably for the people that aren't going to buy it. Day one. Yeah.
I mean, I pre-ordered it, so I don't know.
But they knew they were getting yard money.
I'm not going to pre-order it until I...
They knew they were getting money.
Yeah, I'm not going to pre-order it. I still got to beat the old one, like, before I do it.
How could you pre-order it? It's not on PC, and you only play PC.
No, I have a PS5.
I thought you were a PC gamer, and you thought me and Cy were trash compared to you.
I mean, I do, but that's, you know... I went and got a PS5. Anyway,
interesting. Well, a great story involving a PS5 and insurance fraud.
Yeah. Well, I didn't.
Well, you should tell it.
Oh, it's not. Okay. Put me on the spot here.
Well, you said you're the one that said that.
I didn't think you'd actually make me tell it because it's not that great of a story. I just committed insurance fraud to get a PlayStation 5 fixed. Oh, so a broken awesome. PlayStation 5. And I took out insurance on it and then pretended like it broke and sent it in to be fixed.
That makes sense. That's actually not insurance fraud.
Yeah.
I'm 100% sure that's insurance fraud.
Oh.
I defrauded an insurance company.
Did they ask you if it was broken when you got insurance on it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, never mind.
I lied.
Well, they didn't actually. They could have asked for a picture.
They could have. I don't know what they think you'd get a picture of.
The not broken PlayStation? Show that it worked?
Guys, I've got some breaking news.
What?
Not quite anime related, but I know we're all going to be excited. Frasier has been renewed for season 2.
There you go.
Yay, Frasier.
I don't want to
hear like that. Oh, I finished watching Pluto. It was pretty good. What? Pluto on Netflix.
The
reimagining of no. Is that Bluto? Pluto, like the fake. Yeah. Isn't that his name?
No, it's Pluto, right?
No, it's Pluto with a B. Yeah, it's B.
No way.
Yes, it is. Look it up.
How have I been saying this guy's name wrong for 38 years?
Because I don't know. But no, Pluto like the X planet.
Oh. Yeah, I haven't
watched the remake, the reimagining of Astro Boy.
Oh.
Yeah. I did see that. I haven't watched it though. Did you like it?
It's eight episodes. It's really easy to watch.
Man,
it's pretty good. It's not a lot of action, though.
Okay.
So if you think it's an action series, it's not that much.
Yeah.
It's more of like a mystery, like a detective mystery. Astro Boy is not the main character, for the most part. It's another robot.
Interesting.
Pluto guy has his own Wikipedia page. He's pretty serious.
Of course, dude. You didn't know that because you were spelling it. You were spelling it wrong the whole time.
Yeah.
I love Bluto.
I thought he was a fucking planet.
I fucking love Bluto.
Isn't it not a planet anymore?
No, it's not. It's a dwarf planet.
Yeah, but there are lots of dwarf planets. Pluto can be a planet.
I mean, it is a planet. It's a dwarf planet. It's just a small planet.
That's true.
So, I mean, I still qualify. I'm too old to change. We have 9 planets in our solar system. Do they teach that we have 9 planets, or is it now 8?
I'm pretty sure they teach 8.
That's stupid. You're stupid. I hate life.
I really things change. You gotta stay.
No, that's a stupid thing because it's a dwarf planet.
I mean,
they call it a planet.
Yeah, but there are 3 other dwarf planets too.
Where? In our solar system?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. What are they? This one has a name.
They all have names too. Many dwarf
what planets. Are they?
No, there are 5 dwarf planets.
Yeah, there are 5.
In our solar system.
Ceres, Pluto, Makemake, and Aries. Yeah.
I'm interested in this Makemake planet. What is that all about?
It's the second brightest object in the Kuiper belt. That's not even impressive.
No. You want to impress me? Be the brightest object.
Yeah, it's the brightest object in like a small. Well, that's crazy.
So the issue is not that.
So if anything, Eris should be a planet. It's just the fact that they've been wrong for either it's 8 or it's 13.
Well, the problem is
That math is
probably
right.
Several hundred. We just can't see out that far.
I thought we can. We can't see our entire solar system?
No.
Oh, we could. Couldn't we observe another solar system?
I don't know.
That's just stupid. I hate the world.
There may be many, many more dwarf planets, perhaps more than 100. But out of the dwarf planets, Pluto, Aries, and Ceres are the biggest. So let's just call it what, 11 planets? Is that good with you guys?
Yeah, that's good.
I'm good with that.
Okay.
I'm fine with 9, because let's just remember that we were wrong for that long. And call it 9.
Mm, true.
Didn't or let's split the difference and call like it, the 50s yeah. to go down to 8 planets.
It yeah, and then it went back to 9 again, and now it's back to 8 again.
Let's just destroy some planets. They don't need to be there.
Yeah, let's destroy those other 4 dwarf planets.
I mean, I'm
and just
that.
Call it 9. Did Mark just teleport?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why?
That's what he does.
Okay. I didn't know.
I mean, sometimes you got to use the powers that you got, you know?
I mean, okay. I'm going to remember that.
I periodically teleport and I switch the stuff behind Josh on his wall around and see how long it takes him to notice.
I haven't looked at my wall in years.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean like the fact that his Oculus doesn't exist where it was anymore?
Yeah.
The Oculus is right there.
Oh, shit. I thought you didn't look at your wall in years.
I'm looking at a computer screen.
Fair point.
It's like when you go to fight Medusa, you just do it backwards with a mirror.
Oh. You use the HD camera?
Yeah.
Point it behind you. Okay.
Good old, 1080.
That's 1080 is good enough resolution to fight Medusa. I think we could all agree on that.
I do 7.
So, Cy, you were watching Pluto. Mark, what have you been watching?
That actually looks pretty good.
Not a whole nothing. Lot. Of... No.
You were sick and you weren't watching anything.
No.
Yeah, Mark, when you're sick, that's when you watch stuff.
Yeah, sick will take care of a six-year-old. I did start watching, I mean, it's not daycare. Anime related, but I did start watching Reacher.
Daycare.
Amazon Prime. I was curious to see if Reacher was any good.
There's like 90 Reachers. I'm not gonna hop in now.
Yeah, it's not bad. Like, I mean, it was
like James Bond. I can't hop on this train. It's going too fast.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. I did watch the live action movie for Zom 100.
Was it great?
Did you watch the anime?
I didn't watch the anime yet. I just watched the movie.
I like how it
covers the whole story, so you don't need to watch the anime.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, but the anime is beautiful.
No, I plan on watching the anime now because, like, it was mainly because Cameron wanted to watch something with zombies in it. So, like, I put it on and we made it like maybe 10 minutes into it. And then he, you know, was like, okay, I'm going to go draw instead and, you know, went off to do something else. But I was like, yeah, I'm going to commit. So I watched it later that night. It was pretty good. I thought they did a pretty good job with it. You should
make Cameron watch Inazuma 11. He'll love it.
I mean, probably.
He will love Inazuma 11.
Yeah.
So I'm on episode like 20.
Go might even be better than regular Inazuma 11.
I don't know. I'm conflicted right now.
So
I'm so conflicted.
We'll get more into it next week, but I think Go might not be a good standalone anime. I think it might just have to build off of Inazuma 11.
Yeah.
And that might be
I don't know. Like Josh, now do you feel like the actual game looks better, like the them playing soccer looks better in the first one? Because I feel like this one looks worse. I don't know if I'm right though.
I think they look the same.
Okay. I didn't know if I was just over conflating the original.
No, what happened is the
because I'm aware that they've always done the little like the video game screen with the name of the technique and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like the weird CGI thing.
Yeah.
The thing is, I'm not far enough in to know if they just reused the same three static shots in every soccer game.
They don't do a lot of the same techniques, I find. What was the dude's the steamroller technique?
They do a lot of stuff in this that I've not really seen before. Seen it before, but they do a lot of things in this that I haven't seen it before.
I can say I've never seen the steamroller technique. It was beautiful. It was from Auschwitz. It's fun. Spoiler alert. The grade probably won't be much different from the first one. Unless they completely shit the bed.
I don't know, man. What would they do to shit the bed? Just keep going the way you're going and they're on top of it.
Well, no. Like, when I had to rewatch that part, Josh. So apparently, because it's not an important character, but that guy's name is definitely a darn shame. And I was like, what?
A darn shame.
Yep. I was like, why would you name your child a darn shame? That's terrible. And, okay, so I ran into this problem watching that playlist where they skip a few episodes.
Double check.
18, 19?
I don't think they skip them. I think they're not in order.
Oh, okay. Because I was like,
I was just letting it play and kind of just like had it, and I would do other things and not tie into down whenever someone yelled a special attack.
We don't need to get too much into this now. I don't want to spoil things for next week.
Well, no, I was asking because it's I was watching 17 and then it jumped to 20 and I was so confused. I was like, whatever, it's in the Super 11.
Okay. I didn't skip episode 8, which was the only important one. So.
It was like 18 and 19. It was like, whatever. It's fine. But yeah, I like that they bring back characters.
Alright. Anything else going on in anyone's life that you need to talk to about on the internet?
I don't know. Probably be ordering a green screen in a little while.
For our podcast?
No. I mean, it'll work for this podcast, but I'm doing it for that other show I'm, like, writing.
Oh, I need a green screen. Writing.
I need a green screen with that voice actor. Other shows.
Oh.
It's about a... Nothing,
Yeah, your new best friend? It's your book. Yeah. You've been blowing us off for secretly?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
It's cool. Me and Josh cry about it. It's good. You don't look at the messages every day.
Cameron starts his first sport in 2 weeks. Baseball? No, baseball sign up. Baseball doesn't start until like May or something.
What sport is this? That's
indoor soccer.
Ah, indoor soccer.
And then yeah, wait, so
you started him with indoor soccer?
Wait.
That was the first that he wanted to do a lot of sports. And that was the first one that like was open at the Y that I could actually sign him up for. Because then right after
he consider soccer a sport.
It is a sport.
Yeah.
How is it a sport? It's fake.
Oh,
it's predetermined.
I mean, fair point. He's doing flag football after soccer. After soccer.
I like that Mark's trying to roll with it, but he doesn't know what we're talking about. So.
I'm assuming something with wrestling or no?
No.
No. Are you gonna stay up till 3 a.m. to watch wrestling?
No.
Wait.
I'll watch it tomorrow. Their Elimination Chamber pay per view is in Australia, so it starts at 3 a.m.
Why don't they? Okay.
Yeah, I will watch it on TV okay. The next day after I wake up.
I'll allow it. I mean, I'm not gonna. Yucky the yums.
Well, yeah.
I mean, they could have just did it.
No,
Wonderful. It's a killer reference, Ty.
They could have. How? What? Reference to what? I'm so confused.
That's it. I'm coaching his team, so we'll see how that goes.
Oh, have you played soccer?
I played for about 12 years.
Oh, okay.
Wonder what fifth sector would have to say about that.
Yeah.
So you're trying to be a Hayden Fox now from the show Coach.
Yeah. Interesting. That's the goal. So we'll see how that goes and works out. The taking Cameron to SmackDown again in March.
Why don't you take him to the pay-per-view that's going on tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could probably make it to Australia.
I mean, you probably could.
I mean, realistically, yeah.
I mean, you teleport.
Yeah, I could go there and get some tickets, watch the Elimination Chamber, come back.
They're not sold out.
No.
I wouldn't be surprised. They're 3 a.m.
No, I don't think that's a huge market. Oh, well,
it's not that time at
Australia. Yeah, I can't imagine how it's a lot. I can't imagine that's like one of the bigger markets for them.
I imagine they did it because it was super cheap.
It probably was.
No, they don't. They do pay-per-views because the cities pay them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. Yeah, they submit bids to be like, hey, we'll do this for you if you have your show here versus somewhere else.
Ah, that's probably why they did it at an ungodly hour.
Yeah, because you got to think, like, you know, most of their stuff's going to come from, you know, people watching it on like Peacock or pay-per-view buys, but a lot of people are going to be waiting to watch till the next day. So
wait, you still have to buy it if you don't watch it live?
If you don't have Peacock, then you'd have to buy the pay-per-view. Yeah.
Unless you're you, huh?
Yeah.
Steal someone else's Peacock.
Definitely.
I mean, essentially. And that's the only reason why I have Crunchyroll.
Oh my god.
Not me.
I don't even need Crunchyroll. I just use anyway. Oh, Josh, have you watched Tales of Living Rings? I don't think I've caught up.
I'm not caught up. I'm watching the dub, so I'm an episode behind.
Oh, it's just one episode behind?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Okay. I think I might be able to watch one tonight. Yeah. So I think I watched the last episode of Solo Leveling. I'm trying to remember if I actually watched.
Well, I'm episodes behind. Why are they only four episodes dubbed? Man, it's been 2 weeks at least.
At least one for sure.
No, more than that.
I'm trying to think, man.
I've been watching this.
What happened in Solo Leveling last week?
Nothing. What happened in Solo Leveling any week?
I have not started watching that yet.
I've been watching this show called Dragon Ball Z. Have you guys heard of it?
No.
No. What's that about?
So it's about this dude who travels from planet to planet beating people's asses.
Oh, so it's a One Piece ripoff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I'll give it a shot eventually.
Did I watch? I might have not watched the whole episode.
And it inspired every Linkin Park song, I realized. Just Vegeta's anger on planet Namek inspired every song Linkin Park ever wrote.
That's a fair point.
Even the ones with Jay-Z?
They didn't write any songs with Jay-Z. They just blended songs they already had.
Yeah, I know.
Collision Course was good.
It was amazing.
I'll defend that album to this day.
It was really good.
All right.
I don't think you really have to defend it.
Well,
it defends itself.
And anyone have any anything they need to add before we just call it a night? We've just been rambling on for 40 minutes, which has been pretty impressive, though.
I'm sure we could do it forever. That's about it. So that's all I've been doing lately. Picked up some more games, picked up some more retro figures. That's about it.
Si, have you picked anything up?
Boxes at work.
Did you pick up that dog lately?
What dog? My dog?
Your dog.
No, fuck them dog.
Oh, I thought you and the dog were cool.
No, we are. But I just don't pick the big one up. I pick the small one up.
Smart.
Hey, come here. Where are you? Are you under me?
I said it starts yelling.
How did you bring your toy in the house? It was outside. This dog?
That's the dog. The podcast dog.
Podcast dog, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she has a teddy bear to go home.
The only thing
I really want to point out is that we have a new logo made by Psy, and it's pretty damn great.
Is everybody
staring at the logo now?
I'm looking at it.
Okay.
Did you just ask, did I make that, Psy?
Yeah.
No, Psy, you made it.
Yeah, that's what I made it? I don't remember.
You made it and you sent it to me?
Oh. No, I didn't make that, I think. Yeah, it looks something I made.
I mean, you told me you made it. We're all going to get it tattooed.
It's true.
I could actually do that.
Except you can't tattoo yourself.
Yes, I can. I do it all the time.
You tattoo yourself? Let me see one.
Okay.
Are we about to get banned?
No.
You did that yourself?
Yes.
I'm going to be honest. Like, I thought tattooing yourself would look horrible, but those are pretty good.
And then I have these.
Did you do those yourself?
Yep. Now, there are a few that I can't really show you on here because I would have to take my pants off.
Did you tattoo your wiener?
No, I tattooed my upper thigh.
Mm. You don't,
yeah,
you
so we'll all have Ty tattoo the logo on us.
I'll show you.
Yeah. Is that Desert Punk?
No.
Man. Ace, right?
Yeah.
One Piece.
I tried not to.
Ace would be a good one. I want to get something with Ace. I have my next tattoo scheduled. Actually, I can show you guys what it's going to look like. Middle of May is
scheduled tattoos.
I do.
Yeah, these are the only ones I don't. I actually did this one too. The little but these are the only three I don't have that I didn't do.
Yeah. Who did those?
The guy that owned the shop did this one. One of the other artists did this one. And the other one. My buddy did this one.
So the guy who owned the shop, was he like, this is, I'm going to tattoo this barcode on you. That's how you clock in and out.
No. That was that's the Zelda Triforce.
I have a Triforce on my ankle.
I don't have Triforce.
But and I actually have another one that
I don't know if this will show that well. Might not.
I didn't do this one. It's not finished, though.
Is that a Fire Force tattoo?
Yep.
It is going to be a Fire Force tattoo.
Interesting.
Are you going to do it just like that?
Yeah, the flames will be different, and the matchbox won't have as much detail. But
I feel that, like, yeah, you could go balls to the wall with Fire Force.
You could, but I was like...
Oh, yeah, like, you're doing it for cheap, right?
Well,
not,
I mean,
cheap, but like...
Not,
you,
yeah, not cheap, but...
You didn't want to ball out like...
John. Yeah, it'll be like... I think she said like 400.
For that? How big is it?
It'll go from like right above my knee up to like almost my, like, it'll be like most of my leg after my knee.
How many tattoos do you have, Mark?
Up one. To your wiener?
Not that far, but
you're like, tattooing, I don't know, your wiener?
Maybe 6 or 7 inches or something. Oh, yeah, something like that, yeah.
In color?
The Shinra will be color, but the matchbox will have like alternating gray and white and black.
That seems, I don't know if that's a lot or a little.
I mean, so the one I have in my heart,
it's a decent price though.
The one I have in my heart was done by the guy who owned the shop. And I mean, you saw how much color is in this one.
No, I didn't.
Oh.
What is it? It was,
so it's the King of Hearts tattoo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that one was, I mean, I tipped him, obviously, like a decent amount, but with tip, it was like $370 for that.
That's not bad.
So it's, I told her to do less detail in the matchbox because she, it, that's pretty much what it was. She was like, well, I can put all this detail in there, but like, that's going to cost you like another, you know, like $150 or something. She's like, I can do all the detail if you want. I was like, no.
Do you know how many
copies
of Streets of Rage 3 you could buy for this tattoo?
But yeah, I pretty much told her that I was good with, like, I just wanted, like, I wanted the 08 in there, like the ladder, like some of the detail with like the grill and stuff to like make it kind of noticeable what it was.
I mean, that's not that bad.
But I wanted more detail in Shinra than I did the Matchbox. So.
Well, you got to think, Si, you guys are in different parts of the country.
Yeah, but I mean, still, yeah. That's still not, that's pretty good. I assume his price of living is like, it's higher than ours.
Wisconsin? No, it's pretty cheap.
I also,
that's what I meant.
You mean less expensive? Yeah, it's cheaper. Yeah. Which most of, I mean, rent's going up, but. Most stuff in Wisconsin is cheaper, like car insurance and all that is,
yeah,
is
like
a lot
you probably
cheaper.
Make more too.
I wish.
You make $7.50 an hour?
No, I do not make $7.50 an hour.
I mean, like, that's the minimum wage?
Oh, minimum? I don't know what minimum wage in Wisconsin is. I'm not sure.
That's crazy.
It's $14.
Yeah, it no. See, a... yeah. Yeah. So that's about what I'd charge. Probably. What's minimum wage? I'd probably try and get $750.
What's minimum wage where you are, Si?
$750.
Is it really?
Yes.
That's insane.
But it is.
There's plans.
Oh, I lied. It's not $750. It's $725.
It's even less.
That was Wisconsin.
That's crazy.
No, no. That is crazy. I don't know what am I at? I don't know. I'm at like.
Then I guys see why I say you guys are rich. Oh wow, Wisconsin is $725. And Wyoming. Hmm. But you could probably buy like an acre for $18 in Wyoming. No one wants to live there.
Illinois is about to be the richest state as soon as we legalize magic mushrooms.
Are y'all really going to do that?
That's the push.
Hmm. Oh, okay.
Man. I'm waiting on Wisconsin to legalize weed.
That's even the point. Why was any state fighting it at this point?
I don't know.
Are you in Michigan, Mark?
No, Wisconsin.
Oh.
I was from Michigan, but I live in Wisconsin. Wisconsin's the only state in the Midwest where it's not legal.
Magic mushrooms?
No weed. But we did just get our maps redrawn because it was super gerrymandered for Republicans. So we actually have a shot now at getting like a 50-50 split. So who knows? Another like two years, weed might be legal in Wisconsin finally.
Nice.
Just doesn't matter. It's not worth what it was when only Colorado had it.
Yeah, no, it won't be, but like I'll just be glad because then I can go get my medical card.
If it's legal, you don't need a medical card.
If it's recreational.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. If it's recreational, I'll still need one.
Medical is still technically legal. It's just you need a card.
Yeah. Yeah, you need a card.
Medical
is not even legal in Wisconsin. The only version of anything that's legal in Wisconsin is like CBD.
I think you have to be dying in Louisiana to get it.
Yeah, but I wouldn't be able to like go to like a hospital or a dispensary or whatever, and or my doctor and be like, "Can you write me a medical card?" Because medical weed's not legal.
Well, so even if they're dying. Like, they can't get a medical card?
There might be exceptions, but, like, if Wisconsin at least makes medical weed legal, like, I can go to the specialist for my neck injury and be like, hey, I need you to write me a medical card, and I can get a medical card for it.
Man, working the streets is always rough on the neck and knee.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, Si, how do you think I buy all these toys?
I mean, I know. I'm not even downing you. I do what I gotta do.
Street work. All right.
When are they legalizing that?
Legalizing street work?
Mm-hmm.
Never. But it's legal in Nevada, but not in Las Vegas. No,
I don't want to go to Nevada.
Yeah. I don't know why it's.
No one does.
You know how it is. I'd be rich if it was. All right.
Oh, yeah.
All right, guys. We're going to end the podcast because that was a great note to end on. Anybody want to sing the traditional podcast song?
You got this.
I was told I'm not allowed to sing it.
No, Si doesn't sing it anymore.
No.
I was told I'm not allowed to sing it.
Would you say, Si?
No, it's just he doesn't want too many recordings of the black guy singing it.
That's a fair point.
I don't think that's what I said.
Or whatever, News Malone.